Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners. Cecil Meekins and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. This week on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking state champion Round Top Carmine Cubette Volleyball and Brenham Cub Basketball tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props is always going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band here on the Brenham Sports Line. And, as always, in studio, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you the Brenham Sports Line, another week of sports talk with a local attitude. Again, brought to you by the good folks at Classic Care Cleaners and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And Mookie's excited because tonight in studio we've got state champion Round Top Carmine Cubette volleyball players and Coach Rochelle Etzel. And Coach, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. We're doing well.
All right. And how does that sound, state champion?
A little surreal. Still haven't really come down from the high yet. So we're very lucky that this week is a short school week. We can go with our families and enjoy it and get ready for basketball.
And first of all, just tell us about the trip up to Garland. How magic was it to spend Wednesday and Thursday up there and come back with the big hardware?
It happened fast. You know, we won the regional finals on Saturday, and from that moment, my phone was ringing off the hook. I was trying to get game film, trying to get scouting reports. So that was a weekend filled with that. Monday was paperwork, and we turned around on Tuesday, and we left. Drove about an hour and a half, practiced in Franklin, and then made the rest of the trip, got settled in. And, you know, when we got there, we went over matchups, we went over scouting reports. And when we walked in the gym that first day and we saw Copperell playing their semifinal match, you know, seeing them play, I knew we had a chance. And so I just got out my notepad and started writing as much as I could. And again, after we won our first semifinal match, we went over scouting reports. We woke up in the hotel lobby, went over matchups. So the people at the hotel probably thought we were crazy, but these girls are dedicated, and so they worked really hard for it.
And the fact that we broadcast the game with Burton on Saturday for the region championship, and it seemed like the team was really clicking on all gears. It seemed like everything was working. Talk about how well things were meshing as a team as you guys got closer and closer to the state tournament.
Once we hit district, you know, we really had that mindset, that playoff mindset of we know what we need to do in district and we know where we want to be after district play. And so going into regionals, we had a goal. And when we won that semifinal match against McMullen, we went home after eating that evening. We went home and we walked through lineups. We walked through matchups, who was going to be where. We woke up Saturday morning before we played again. We actually put the ball to those matchups in and went over those things. And so, you know, those are the little things that I think set them apart from everybody else. Defensively, I didn't feel like we clicked as well, but as soon as we got to Garland, I mean, there was just no stopping us. Our defense was second to none. If we would have played the way we played in Garland and at regionals, it would have been no contest.
And talk a little bit about taking your alma mater, your school, to the state championship, because you played on the teams with Coach Nygren and that were state teams, and now you've coached a state championship team. How does that feel to take your school to the state tournament, state championship?
And again, it's kind of surreal. Like I said, you know, my dad and my mom both taught there for my dad over 40 years, my mom just under that. And, our community means so much to me, and that school means so much to us, that being able to come back and give them something like that is just, it's indescribable, because the people in our community support these kids. Anything we need, I can reach out. It's a phone call away, and they'll be there, whether it's cookies or food or candy or just an uplifting note or support at the games. I mean, they're there. So to give them that is indescribable, like I said, because I know how hard the girls worked for it, but I know how much it means to our staff and our employees and everybody that lives there. And they don't understand how much pride it gives me to be able to do that.
And, you said once you got into district play, things really started working. What were some of the things that clicked? When did it start clicking, to the players that this team was good enough to possibly take it all the way?
Well, you know, I think they knew from day one. I think from the first day I signed my contract, I got asked if I had booked hotel rooms at State yet, and kind of, had to humble them for a little bit, but they had a goal in mind ever since last year. You know, last year was not a typical year for them, and they remembered what that felt like, and they knew that they were going to do everything they could not to feel that way again. And so, I mean, they spent countless hours this summer and preseason in the gym. You know, if we were introducing a new offense or a new defensive technique or a new serve to be more aggressive, I had girls staying, you know, after practice, coming before practice to do those things. And those are things that weren't asked of them. So, those are the things that helped click. We really focused on implementing a faster offense once district started, because we knew that our tougher opponents had scouted us and had seen us, and we wanted to introduce something new to that game.
And as far as you yourself are concerned, you played for Coach Nygren, who legendary in Texas high school volleyball. You played for David Rear. You coached with a couple of outstanding high school coaches. What have you picked up from those coaches going along that has translated into this successful first year as a head coach?
You know, like you said, I've played for Coach Nygren, who I think 18 state appearances in 28 years or something crazy like that. Coach Rear with his national championships and his appearances. And I coached under some really great high school coaches as well. And I think all of them taught me, you know, one key thing, and it's attitude reflects leadership. And that, you know, knowing that the attitude of my girls reflects my leadership. And so a lot of the things we worked on weren't just on the court. We worked on community service outside of the court, you know, giving back to those people who give so much to us. We volunteered at the church. We did things around the school, just to not that our girls need help becoming well-rounded young ladies. They already are, but just to show people and show them that, hey, we really appreciate what you're doing, and this is how we can give back to you. So that's one key thing, and just making sure that they respect the game and play the game right, because if you treat the game good, it's going to treat you good.
And one thing that a lot of coaches will say is that talent will take you so far, but how much does having a winning attitude play into this? Having, you know, being part of a program that's expected to be at the state tournament every year, and having that attitude of every time you go on the court, knowing that you're probably going to win.
It's almost like a huge it's a huge confidence builder, knowing that, hey, I'm not the first person to do this, and I'm not going to be the last. You know, one of our things this year was play for her. You know, when it got to crunch time, I gave them all quotes that said, when you feel like giving up, just remember there's a little girl watching who wants to be just like you. Because I know they can all relate, because I know when these girls were in grade school, they were watching the Gretchen Gables, the Heidi Finkies, you know, all the girls that came before them, and some have older siblings. And I know they know how that feels, and I know that they wouldn't let those little kids down. And just knowing that you have your community and you have everybody behind you 100% it's huge. You know, that was one of the things we focused on when we went to state, is guys, we've been here. We know what this feels like. Leadership does matter, and appearances do matter, and we have that upper edge on people.
All right, and you brought four of your players with you. We're going to talk with them as soon as we take a quick break. Going to hear from one of our Sports Line sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk with members of the state champion Cubette volleyball team right after we hear these messages from our sponsors here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Coming up in the second half of the program, Coach Bruce King talking Brenham Cub basketball. The season is underway. The volleyball season has just finished this past weekend. And coming back from Garland with the state championship, the Round Top Carmine Cubettes. And Cubettes are in studio with me tonight. Coach Rochelle Etzel is with us. And Coach, you brought some of your seniors with you, some of your players. That helped lead you to the state championship. Introduce your players to us.
I have Brittany Holt here, senior middle blocker and setter. Addison Lang, defensive specialist libero. Jordan Peters, outside hitter, who's also a senior. And Emma Leopard, who is also a senior outside hitter.
All right. So let's talk with the players. And who wants to go first? Step up and introduce yourself, whoever wants to go first.
I'm Brittany. I'm middle blocker and setter.
All right. And, Brittany, first of all, how did it feel Thursday when the last point dropped and you guys were state champs?
I think it was we were a little bit shocked. We're like, wow, you know, it's over. Definitely very exciting. I think we all had the same goal from the beginning of the season. We knew we were going to make it back to the state tournament. We knew we're going to leave everything out on the court that last game. And, you know, when that last ball hit the ground and we all just kind of dogpiled in the middle, it was a great feeling. Definitely being a senior this year and all of us, all six of us being seniors, you know, it was surreal, definitely.
And what were some of the things from this season that, you know, when you thought, we really, really got a good chance to be state champs again?
I think whenever, like Coach Edgel said, when we introduced the faster offense and just being a setter and a hitter, I knew that like I was clicking with our other setter and we were me setting some of our other hitters. You know, we were just really on. We were getting down our fours, we were getting down our ones, getting down all of the quicker offense, and you know, we started getting into games. We started playing like our Burtons or Andersons, and you know, they were, everything was really meshing, and defense really set it up. Our serve receive started really just, I mean, everything started really just coming together, and all the things that Coach Etzel was teaching us from the beginning, you know, it really finally clicked, and we all, I think that's when we all kind of knew, you know, starting into playoffs that, you know, we were going to go all the way and we were going to win it.
And talk about that state championship match, because you went off. I believe the kill total was 20 kills 20, in the state.
I think so, yeah.
In the state championship match, how did it feel? How does it feel when you're playing that well and things are just going like that?
I think it just, it feels great just knowing that you're helping your team get to where you want to be. That's what it was about the entire season, all of us working together as a team. And when you have those kills and those assists and those aces, knowing that you're helping your team the entire way, it makes it a lot more satisfying, because, you know, it's not about you. It's about all those five other girls on that court with you, and just knowing that you're doing everything and you're leaving everything out on the court for them.
All right. Well, Brittany, thanks an awful lot for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And now who's next? Who wants to go next?
Emma Leopard, senior outside hitter.
All right, Emma. And same question. How did it feel when you guys scored the last point to win the state championship?
It was honestly the best feeling in the world, knowing for the past 4 years we've been working for this exact moment, and we finally got it. It's indescribable.
And one of the things that that I noticed watching just that match, and then seeing the numbers that had come in throughout the year, was that you guys are very versatile. Is that you guys, in addition to hitters, you also can fill in as defensive specialists, and you can also assists are coming from different players at different times. What is that stress? You've got to be versatile. You got to be able to play different places on the floor.
Well, one of the things that's installed in us is that defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. So from the beginning, we know you can't get an offense without a defense. So that's one of the first things we work on. The first things we focus on is you have to have defense first. So we're all ready to play that defense. And then that's whenever you can get your offense rolling. And once you get your offense rolling, we're told to spread our offense. So you have left side, middle, and right side firing from all cylinders, giving it everything we have.
And how about would you rather have the big kill or the big block? Which one do you think kind of fires you up most?
Honestly, the big block, because a lot of times the hitter on the other side gets a big head when they get a kill, and so to shut them down is shutting their team down, and just fires us up even more.
And I know a lot of coaches say that the good teams are the ones that every week they get better and better. Was that the case with you guys this year? Every week you seemed to get better and better, and you were playing your best volleyball once you got into the playoffs?
Yes, definitely. I would 100% say that our last game was our best game. We have never been so in sync and so together, playing as one team, one unison. And everything from the start to the finish, you can just see how much we've progressed and how much we've just gotten better from week to week.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for being here tonight, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Jordan, a senior outside hitter.
All right, Jordan, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. How does it feel to be state champs again?
It feels amazing. I'm saying that it's more emotional this year since it's our senior year than it was our sophomore year, but I'm so glad that we are finally state champs.
And one thing that that I noticed watching you guys play was that it's a real emotional team, in that you guys really support each other when somebody makes a mistake, but also when somebody makes a good play. It seems that you guys are a very emotional, very up excited team. How much does that play into your game?
It plays a lot. Emotion plays a lot. We have to stay level-headed during the game. And when someone makes a mistake, you know, they say, oh, you know, it was my bad. And then we have to be there to support them and be like, you know, it wasn't just your fault. It was everyone's fault. And we have to take it as a team. And when someone makes a kill or a block or an ace, We get excited because it's not just one player out there, it's a whole team. And everyone played a part in that big point or whatever.
And how satisfying is it to win a state championship after, as Coach said, I know last year was a tough year for you guys. There were high expectations going into the year, but it didn't happen. This year, you kind of said, "Hey, we are as good. You know, we are that good a team that we can win a state championship." How important was it to win this year after a tough year last year?
It's really important knowing that we, like, stepped over a big stone that was placed in our way last year and that we finally accomplished what we set at the beginning of the season last year. And, you know, we finally set it in stone this year.
All right. And what's it been like playing in a program where so much is expected? You guys are expected to just blow people away every single match. You're expected to just go out on the floor and win instantly, the high expectations. How much fun is it to play on a team that's expected to win every single time you take the floor?
Oh, it's fun, especially during our district season. We would make bets with Coach Edsel, and we would have, like, a point that if we were under so-and-so many points, that we would get sopapillas, or she would pay for our queso. However, we never got our sopapillas one time. So, I mean, since we won state, maybe we'll finally get them.
I think I'm thinking, you know, state champ. Somebody out there should. Well, probably one of the restaurants probably out there will bring you sopapillas. I'm thinking so. All right. Well, Jordan, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And next up is.
I'm Addison. I'm a libero.
All right, Addison, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and how does it feel to be a state champ?
It feels great. I don't think it's sunk in yet because today in athletics we were like, well, let's play volleyball again. So I think it'll hit maybe next week after we take the rest of the week off and we come back and we still don't have volleyball to play.
And when that last point was scored, I asked everybody else, I'll ask you too, when that last point was scored, how did it feel?
It was super exciting, and I think I was thinking back on it, and you don't even hear the noise. All you hear is everyone beside you, and that's an even greater feeling that everyone on your team is there and so excited, and you can hear your fans kind of, and it's so surreal, and it's so exciting.
And how important do you think it was this year that there were a couple of competitive tough teams in your district? You played some good teams in your district. It wasn't just a cakewalk this year in district play.
It helped us tons. You know, we should give Anderson and Burton a lot of credit. They were great competitors to us, and you know, in the long run, they made us better. And it sucks that the cards didn't fall in their favor, but they definitely helped us.
And what was it like this year to be one of the leaders, you know, one of the senior leaders on the team?
I think, like, from freshman year up, you know, you always look up to your seniors, and then this year you're a senior, and so you're supposed to be the leader. And it took a while for that to set in, but then once you realize that you're supposed to be the leader, it's really easy, and it's really fun to be excited and be that leader and be a great role model for everyone below you.
And what's it going to feel like when you come back to the gym and see up there state champs and the years that you all won it up there with the other teams that have won it?
I know I'm super excited to go to college, but I'm also really excited to come back and watch our fellow teammates play and hopefully win. And, you know, we'll be there every step of the way to support them, just like everyone has supported us.
And speaking of that support, what's it like when you guys take the floor, especially for a home game when the gym is packed and it's loud and the whole community is there and they're just making noise?
I think the support from the community is indescribable, and it's constant, and it's all the time, and it's everywhere. And I think that if I speak for everyone, and we can never be as grateful, you know, there's no way to say thank you enough. So hopefully that winning state is a thank you in a way.
All right. Well, Addison, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And Coach, as you sat there, listened to some of your team leaders here talk, what goes through your head about how these young ladies have developed?
You know, when they sit here and they speak, and you just can't be more proud. We have, you know, Emma is probably going to be valedictorian of her class. Addison right behind her. They're all in the top of the class. And you know, when I fill out award applications for them, your chest just bows out with pride. Like I said earlier, they're leaders in their class. They're an FFA, Beta Club, Honor Society, 4-H. You know, they're involved in so much in their churches and in their communities that they're leaders in more ways than one, and they don't always realize that because there's always somebody watching, and there's always somebody that wants to grow up and be just like them. And as a coach, I, from the outside looking in, you can see that, and there's just so much pride there, knowing that I played just a small role in that part.
And as an assistant coach, you were in a couple of bigger schools in Brenham and Tomball, and then you go home to a smaller community, a smaller tight-knit community, Round Top, Carmine. What's the difference? What makes it so much more, I don't know if I want to say satisfying, but to be part of a program where the whole community just embraces you. It's all part of the whole town. You know that almost everybody you know is going to be there on Tuesday and Friday nights, as opposed to the bigger schools where parents and fans show up, but it's not quite like the family atmosphere that you have.
Right, and not to take away from Tomball or Brenham, because you know it was very much a family type situation there with the people that we worked with, and coaches supported other coaches. But in Carmine, I think what makes the difference is, you know, it's kind of a joke in a way. They say everybody's related, and it's kind of a joke, but in a sense it's true. You know, that's somebody's uncle, that's somebody's aunt, that's somebody's sister, and it just makes it that much more powerful because, you know, they're watching their cousin, they're watching their aunt, they're watching their sister or their brother, and everybody's just so close-knit. And, you know, my parents supported us 100% and took these girls on like they were their own grandkids, and you can't bypass all their parents who did the same. You know, they could go to anybody's house and those parents would take in all 18 of us in a heartbeat, and I know that, and I think that's what really makes it special. And when you show up to church and you know, your grandparents and their grandparents and everybody at church is you know, the same way, you know, you had a small part in the smile on their face, and it gives them pride too, because you know, they're second or so generation coming through, and they're just excited to see that tradition continue.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations, and by the way, you talk to your dad, see if he's got a running back that he'd like to trade in fantasy football, okay? But seriously, Coach, congratulations, and congratulations to the Cubettes. You guys are state champs. Congratulations, way to go.
Thank you.
And we'll see what we can do about getting you some of those sopapillas. All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And coming up, we're going to talk Brenham Cub basketball with Coach Bruce King. And again, congratulations to the Round Top Carmine Cubettes, state champions once again in volleyball for the state of Texas. And we will be back. Time for news on KWHI in Brenham, where the news comes first.
I'm Mary Jeanette with KWHI local news headlines. A Brenham woman faces multiple charges after her arrest early Sunday morning. 26-year-old Rachel Lynn Graciano of Brenham was arrested around 3:30 Sunday morning during a disturbance. A caller told police her sister had struck her several times at a residence in the 1000 block of Barnhill Street. Corporal Jared Campbell says Graciano was intoxicated and uncooperative. Campbell says Graciano was also wanted on 7 active traffic warrants out of the Brenham Municipal Court. Authorities say she became combative once she arrived at the Washington County Jail. A search also turned up marijuana. Graciano is charged with harassment by persons in a correction facilities, possession of a prohibited substance in a detention facility, assault, and the warrant arrest. Brenham police continued the search for a stolen pickup. Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, Corporal Todd Ashhorn responded to the 2300 block of South Market Street. The caller said that someone had stolen his 1999 F-250 pickup during the night. The caller said that there was approximately $1,000 worth of miscellaneous tools in the truck. The vehicle was locked at the time it was stolen. The incident is under investigation. And a Somerville man faces drug charges after his arrest in Brenham. 36-year-old Mark Anthony Farmer was arrested by members of the Brenham Police Department's Crime Reduction Unit. Arrest Mark for selling hydrocodone and diazepam tablets. Farmer was arrested last week in the 200 block of U.S. 290 West and charged with two counts of manufacturing and delivering of a controlled substance under 28 grams. Your friendly country forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of around 64 degrees. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 44. This is Mary Jeanette for KWHI, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
The first weekend in December on Galveston Strand sits a holiday festival unmatched through the land. The words of Charles Dickens will transform for your eyes a Victorian London filled with festive surprise. Take part in the celebration with friends old and new, with parades, entertainers and vendors too. Make your plans now because the season's at hand. Celebrate the festival. That's Dickens on the Strand.
Tickets now at all area Randall stores and DickensOnTheStrand.org.
And we are back in the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And again, want to thank Coach Rochelle Etzel and the Roundtop Carmine Cubettes, state champions once again in volleyball here in the state of Texas. Congratulations to them on that state championship, their second in the past 3 years. And now joining us, our longtime friend and head coach of the Brenham Cub basketball team, Coach Bruce King. And Coach, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Ed.
Oh, great to have you here, Coach. And I know that everybody's excited about Brenham Cub basketball this year. Talk about the team and how about the excitement surrounding Cub basketball.
Well, I think last year's playoff run got a lot of excitement within the school and the community, and certainly with our players. So we've been itching to get back on the court, and it's finally here, and so real excited about that.
And you know, the team was successful last year and did make a run into the playoffs, but how much did that one game with Brian, do you think, just generate excitement about basketball that's kind of bleeding over into this season?
Yeah, it was a neat game. I mean, a lot of people showed up in Brian, for one thing, a big Brenham crowd over there, And then the type of game it was when it went triple overtime and we were able to prevail at the end. And I think some of our kids realized they were, you know, better than they even thought they might be. And it pushed us to another level. And then the off season paid off because of, you know, what they saw they could be. And these guys worked extremely hard and played a lot of basketball from the time the season ended till right now. And it's paying off.
And I think that really impressed a lot of people about that, especially that game with Brian, is that what a team can do, because Brian had two Division I talents on that team, guys that are going on to college to play some basketball that could play the Division I level, and yet Brenham had a better team concept, a better team attitude, and came out with the win.
Yeah, that's these kids are real good about sharing the ball, and they understand that. If you play as a team, there's really no limit, and they're understand that more and more every day. Our practices have been as good as we've ever had them here. you know, they're focused, and they all like each other too. They played together since they were little kids, and so they have a lot of fun together in the gym, and there's just a lot of people contributing. It's not just one or two star players. Everyone contributes to the success.
And talk about the makeup of this year's team.
Pretty senior-laden team, actually. I think we have 7 seniors on this team this year. So a lot of experience, a lot of kids back. Of course, these 3 with me right here. Matt Adams was newcomer of the year as a sophomore last year. And CJ and Antoine both were first-team all-districts. Roger had a lot of experience, split time with Caleb at the other post last year. So really we have 4 kids that either started or played a lot of minutes right there, and then we have Darvis Watson brings some experience with him too, and you know, Jackson Hill's a kid was on our JV last year, but he's grown up to about 6'5" now, and so he's given us a nice post off the bench and get some rebounds and blocks and defense. DeAnthony Cloud's another senior that's just gotten better, and now he's in the starting lineup right now and playing well. So you know, and then there's we only have 1 sophomore up right now. That's Kendarian Ray. And then we got Tremaine Swede and am I forgetting somebody? Devin Williams also came out of football. And, you know, some of the football kids still shaking the rust off a little bit. You can tell they need a few more weeks in the gym, and they're going to be right back like they always were.
But this year, not as many football players as you've had in the past on your team, because I know sometimes in the past you've had as many as 3, sometimes 4 starters, at least three starters out of your lineup until the football season's over. How important is it this year that you've got your core? You've had your core since since right through the off season and right into the first day of practices.
Yeah, we're just able to do more things. We can run various offenses. We're not just stuck with 1 or 2 things. If this isn't working, we have other alternatives we can go to, and everyone's well versed in everything we're running. So there's no confusion. So it's just a matter of go with the flow of the game and what's working well. And our kids have all bought into what we're doing. They like to press. They like to get after people, trap them, cause turnovers. And what's exciting this year, it's a really high flying bunch. You know, a lot of our teams could dunk in pregame. This team, they if they get loose on a break, they're going to dunk it on you during the game and during the course of the game. I think the other night against Elgin, we had 4 alley-oop dunks. And they're not, you know, it's not clowning around type play. It's sometimes that's the right play. We're putting it up by the rim, and CJ does a real good job of passing, and Matt and Antoine are great finishers at the rim. And so it's made for some excitement. And, you know, our student body loves that as well. It gets everybody high and jacked up to another level.
And then, you know, you mentioned, the pressure defense, the trap, the trapping philosophy. Talk a little bit about it, because when most laymen hear, oh, it's defensive basketball, oh, well, the final scores are going to be like 34 to 32, 44 to 36. Not the case with your brand of defensive basketball.
Yeah, we're trying to create offense with our defense, and you know, we don't want to come down and have to grind out possessions all the time. We want to, you know, turn them over, get them going faster than they want to play, and get easy baskets. So the thing is, it's not easy to run this press. That's why I tell them in practice a lot of times. If it was easy, everybody would do this. It's hard. It takes a lot of effort. If you let people dribble through the traps, you don't have much of a press. So it takes a lot of diligence. You got to find your man after a made basket, and so it takes a lot of discipline, and we're still getting better at it. We're not a finished product at all. We're pressing real good in spurts, but we haven't been able to maintain it as long as I'd like to just yet. But definitely taking steps, you know, in the right direction. Like you said, we're scoring at a high clip this year. We had 72 the first night and 82 the next. So it's a lot of good scores.
And talk a little bit about your schedule as far as getting ready for district play, leading up to district, because it's a pretty tough team. Some big schools, some 6As, and some historically tough programs.
Yeah, no, it's a good schedule. Matter of fact, Clements, who we played Saturday, they won their last 12 district games last year, made the playoffs, and coach told me he feels like they're going to win it this year. So that's a good 6A club out of Fort Bend. A lot of athletes in that area. So they were a good challenge for us. Huntsville, excellent team from last year. They made the playoffs as well, and they beat Bryan in a playoff game, well, actually in a district game, in the second half of the season. So they've certainly got our attention. But we played Huntsville last year. We happened to catch them right out of football, and we handled them pretty easily at Brenham, but we don't have any illusions about an easy game tomorrow night. And we know going to Huntsville, it's always a battle down there, and it's always a tight game.
And talk about the district, because I know there was it was a tough district last year, and I don't think there's any reason not to think it's going to be a tough district again this year.
And I don't want to miss the tournament either. We're going to a San Antonio tournament this year with 28 teams, 6A and 5A. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see a lot of good play, a lot of good teams in a couple days down there. And I told the kids this is a, that's where the state tournament has been moved now. It's down at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. So this is kind of a dry run to state. We want to see what it's like. We're going to stay in a hotel for a couple nights and play five games in 3 days and maybe even six against some people we don't normally see. You know, they've got teams from all over the state coming to this tournament. Houston, Dallas. There's even a team from Australia coming. So it's a
wow. Talk about a road trip.
Yeah, it's a terrific tournament, and that will certainly be a challenge for us. But it's going to be exciting to do that. And then, like you said, we come to district. Well, we're going to Montgomery tournament too. That's a 6A tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to definitely get two good tournaments back to back weekends in December. And then we hit Stratford on the road December 18th before the last day of school. And Stratford is got an excellent club. So, Tom Ball Memorial won our district last year, but they had a senior-laden team. They're still going to be good this year. Their JV was tough. The Magnolia is always tough. Waller got a transfer from Cyprus, so we'll see with that. It'll be a good competitive district, but we feel like we can handle anyone we're going to see.
All right, and you brought some of the guys with you tonight. Go ahead and introduce the players that you brought with
you.
Yeah,
I've got senior C.J. Miles. Like I said, first-team all-district and point guard mostly, but he's grown a little bit this year, and he's starting to rebound a lot better, and his defense has gotten a whole bunch better. And so he's a very all-around good ball player, good guard. Matt Adams, 6'4", junior, and Matt is really long and dunks – with ease, and the other night he pulled down 16 rebounds and scored 21 points against, that was Saturday. And then we got senior Antoine Lister, and I think Antoine's had 20 in both of his games this year so far. Antoine's got a really sweet jump shot, mid-range shot that's kind of a lost art with a lot of high school kids. They either want to dunk or shoot threes, and he's got a real sweet jumper around the elbow. And so just a bunch of versatile players and unselfish guys.
All right. Well, let's talk to the guys, and let's go ahead and start with Antoine. And first of all, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And talk about the start you guys are up to. How excited was it to get practices going that first day of practice, and now you got your first games going?
Oh, yeah, we was real excited. Practices, we were starting to kind of get sluggish because we were ready to play against somebody else, and we finally got the chance to and showed everybody what we had.
And how excited were you guys coming into the season this year? Because you had a real exciting finish last mm-hmm. year, and last month of the season, you guys played with a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we was really excited. We've been talking about it since the summer because we all play summer ball with each other. And we know the ceiling is way up for us, and we trying to accomplish something that ain't never been done in Brenham basketball before, and we know what we gotta do to get there.
And Coach mentioned that that you like to shoot the mid range jumper. It's kind of a lost art. Mm-hmm. How does it feel when somebody at one end makes a big spectacular play? You go down the other end, just spot up a little 12-foot jumper, and it's just as many points.
Yeah, it feel that I had to put that part of my game on the. Everybody, like you said, like a lot of people want to shoot threes or just take it all the way to the rim. Ain't nobody expecting that pull up from the mid range. So it's a real easy shot that I had to put in my game.
But you also like to slam it down too, don't you?
Oh yeah. We get plenty of that.
All right. And what's going to be the key this year, especially if you guys are going to do district play? What are the things you guys have got to do?
Well, we're going to have to execute our press better and just sharing the ball. Just sharing the ball, trusting in all our teammates, make sure we give up a good shot, get great shots, like Coach King always say, and running through our sets and staying patient on offense.
All right. Antoine, thanks for joining us tonight. All right. And next up, Matt, how does it feel to be back out on the floor and playing some basketball?
It's always good to be back with your teammates. I mean, me being a junior in the starting lineup as a sophomore too, it's pretty good.
And what are some of the things that you're looking forward to most this year? What are the things that you're excited most about?
Well, I mean, just playing my heart out. And when these two gone, I mean, that's it.
And what are some of the things you feel like they're your best attributes? What are some of the things you bring to the game, you feel?
Mostly is rebounding. I don't know. I just understand it better than anything else on the court. I just go and get it, and that's just one thing I bring to the table. It's not just rebounding. I can shoot the three pretty good. I like Coach King said, CJ throw it, I go get it from anywhere.
And one thing that we noticed last year, especially when we got into the playoffs, was that you seemed to come up with some big blocks when you needed. What's it like go up and just stuff it right back in somebody else's face?
It feels good. It feels good. You always want to make that one big play that could lead to the final win of the game.
And What when you guys get into district play, there are some tough teams in district. How do you think you guys are going to fare when you get into district play?
We just got to treat it like any other game. Go at it, execute our press. And if we execute our presses, you're not going to win. If we execute our press right, we're going to score back-to-back-to-back. And next thing you know, we're up by 20 or 10.
All right, Matt, thanks for being here tonight, and good luck. All right, and CJ, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and talk a little bit about what makes you tick. What's your favorite part of the game?
I like when we get a rebound, and I like to get the ball and push the ball because I think I have a pretty good court vision, and I like to pass the ball to people that's running down the floor. I feel like I should reward them for running all the way down the floor.
And one thing that that we've noticed, having watched you, especially last year, was you really like to drive and dish. Talk about driving to the basket and having the defense, drawing the defense, and being able to find that open man.
I just try to get past my defender, and once you do that, somebody else is gonna step up, or it's gonna be easy layups. But once they step up, you just gotta find the open man and set them up for a great shot.
All right, and like I was talking with Coach about the defensive approach, because I know everybody likes to see the big baskets, the big threes, the drive to the basket, the whole key being the defense of this team.
Our offense is we always gonna have offense because everybody on the team can score, but we just need to work on our defense more, rotate faster. Get our hands up because we're really long in the first five. I'm 6'3", Antoine 6'4", Matt 6'4", Roger 6'4", going on 6'5", and D'Anthony, he's 6'2", but he kind of tall. And we just really long. We get our hands up, we get steals, and we on a run.
All right, Dan. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to make a long run this year?
Just no days off. We got to come in every day to practice. Just every day has to be a workout. We can't come in, we had a blowout yesterday. Next game going to be too easy. Now we got to come in every day and play our heart out.
All right. And one thing that I noticed, all three of y'all, old school with the hair. Old school with the hair. I like that. What's, is that something you guys planned on?
Nah, I mean, I don't like how I look with haircuts. So, I don't know what's the excuse.
We just don't get haircuts. We don't like our hair low. Nah. Nappy. He like it nappy.
Like it nappy.
There you go. All nappy right.
Kids. See what.
All right, and Coach, as you listen to these guys talk, what do you think when you hear these guys talk about some of the things, some of the goals, and some of the excitement about this year's team?
Well, it's nice that they get it. You know, they understand. We've lost some games in the past when we didn't do the things we just talked about, and they've learned from those experiences too. And then we won some games that were closer than they needed to be because we didn't execute like we needed to. But like CJ said, if they'll come in there ready to work every day and get better, and our region's one of the toughest in the state. Region 3 and Region 2, it's Dallas and Houston normally in that state tournament. One of those two ends up winning it. I think there's 7 teams in our region that are ranked in the top 20. So there's plenty of great talent here, and it really takes a perfect storm to run through that. You know, you got to win 5 straight district games, or 5 straight playoff games, rather, to get to state. And so you got to get on a run at the right time of year and be playing your best basketball, and then, you know, get a few breaks here or there. But, you know, we always try to feel like we can make our own breaks. And, you know, like I said, everything's tilting our way and trending the way we want. We are coming in and getting better every day. And, every once in a while, we get a little bit too much one-on-one, and then they realize if we'll move the ball a little bit, we're going to get even easier baskets, and we'll be unguardable. And that's our goal. We want to get to that part where it doesn't really matter what you do. You know, you're not going to be able to stop us because we're too versatile.
And I know in the things in the past, there have been teams with a bunch of talent, but they haven't figured it out. They haven't figured out. What you want to do. There have been teams that haven't had as much talent, but they execute what you want to do. How about this year, now that you've got talent and a team that buys into to what you want them to do?
Right there. You hit it on the nail, and you've called all of our games, so we've been at all the same games for 14 years here, and we've had some big ones. Been real exciting in the playoffs and came up short a few times, 1 point, 3 points here or there, so you realize it's, you know, it's not that big a difference between you going to state and, like in our case, Beaumont Olsen got to go 3 times, you know, when they beat us in close games by a basket or two. So, you know, when it comes down to that, I think it gives you some incentive to go out there and be a team so that you can make those plays when it really matters.
All right. And nothing left to do but head on out to the floor and let's get the basketball Jones working.
Yeah, no, it's been fun already, and we can't wait to play the next one. We get to go on the road tomorrow, and then we'll take a little break. We'll have a nice Thanksgiving weekend, and then next Tuesday we're going up to Jersey Village for another 6A club, and then it's off to the tournament in San Antonio next week. So it's once you start playing, they just roll and roll and roll, and with the tournament season coming up, it seems like you know the next couple of weeks we're going to put a lot of basketball games in.
All right, and can't wait, Coach. Of course, you know I'm an East Coast guy. I love round ball. I'm ready for basketball.
That's right. You're always a great fan, and I know you appreciate good basketball.
And you notice the thing is, though, once we get into basketball season, we get closer or we get further into the basketball season, then that East Coast accent starts coming out a little bit in me. It's like, hey, here we go. Let's take the court. Let's get the ball game going here, guys. You know, because you know, you got to have that East Coast accent that kind of gives you a little validation.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. Being a Midwestern boy from Chicago,
they play a little ball up in the Windy City too.
They play some ball, yes, they do.
Yeah, a couple guys up there can play a little ball.
Yeah,
but Coach, excited again. The 2015-16 season is here, and can't wait to get out to the gym.
Yeah, everyone should come out and see these guys play. They're special and they're fun to watch and. They're kids you can be proud of because you take them to a restaurant, you take them on the road, you get a lot of compliments because they handle themselves extremely well and really proud of these guys and also fun to be around. I mean, they keep an old guy like me young, just getting to hang out with these young guys that are so enthusiastic about playing ball.
All right, and before we let you go, I also got to give some props. Talk about your assistant coaches and the guys that are helping you build this team.
Yeah, we have a great staff. I'm fortunate enough to have my son Calvin coaching with me for the third year, and that's a special deal for all of us. And then I've got terrific coaches. Eric Lewis was one of the best that ever played here, and he's coaching our JV right now and doing a fantastic job with those kids. And these guys listen to Eric as well. They know he's been there, done that. And when he can look up and show them four of those banners on that wall were teams he played on. And so he keeps them grounded sometimes if they get a little too full of themselves and tells them, you haven't done much yet. You still got something you need to do and win championships is what he's talking about. And good naturedly. But Ryan Roberson is coaching our freshman. And, of course, he played basketball for me here at Brenham, and then went on to a great college career at Texas and got to play for a national title over there. So, he brings a lot of credibility to the gym as well. And then we have a new coach, Jason Teague, is helping us out as well with our freshman B team. So, terrific staff. We're just tickled to be in the middle of the basketball season, and we want to make it a special one.
All right, Coach. Sounds like you got the basketball Jones working.
We hope so. I think you're going to enjoy watching these kids play. Come out and watch them.
All right. And I want to thank Antoine and CJ and Matt for being here tonight. Guys, can't wait to see you all out on the court.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
We want to urge everybody, if you can't make it tomorrow night to Huntsville, just check out the schedule. Next home game, go down out there and check out Brenham Cub basketball. It's going to be a ton of fun this year. We will be back to wrap it up here on the Brenham Sports Line right after this.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go! Yeah!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Wow, I had Willie helping out with Heidi Medicine All-Star Band there for a minute. Oh, you gotta love these modern-day newfangled computer thingies. Oh, we certainly want to thank Coach Bruce King and the Brenham Cubs for joining us here tonight, and thank Coach Rochelle Etzel and the state champion, Roundtop Carmine Cubats, for joining us tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude, and we'll be back again next week. We do want to urge everybody to have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and if there's one thing we can be thankful for here on the Sports Line, it's for y'all, our listeners. So, for Heidi Mnuchin, his all-star band, and Mookie the Rabbit Badger on the Sports Talk, Ed Pothel, we'll see you next week on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude.